So TCOM, is actually sort of interesting. In some sense, we made a mistake. Namely, in the machines we originally built, TCOM was comparable to TCAP. Now, you could say that's because we used a lousy microprocessor. We used the so-called Intel 8087, which its performance wasn't measured in megaflops. This was the first floating point microprocessor essentially ever built. It had a performance of 1/20th to 1/50th of a megaflop. And we were able to build a communication network which was clocked to whatever it was, 8 megahertz or something, and it gave you a TCOM comparable to TCALC. Unfortunately, if you now go to a modern microprocessor capable of doing, 100 floating point operations in 10 to the minus 6 seconds, you're going to be your communication performance is going to be nowhere near your floating point performance. So TCOM is much larger than TCALC, and it's a little complicated to say what it is, because there is a huge so-called latency effect. We will discuss this in a little more detail later on. Namely, the real formula, there really isn't a TCOM. What there is a TCOM which depends on the message size, because the way you send messages between processors is you gather all the data you want, and then you add a header and you stick it in a buffer, and the system wakes up and sends it over to another node, and the hardware and software overhead of sending a message means that the time to send a message is a constant plus another constant times the number of words transmitted. So I think for something like the SP2 today, the latency is 30 microseconds. So that says that in the time it takes to send a zero length message, in principle, you could do many thousands of floating point operations. And so that's actually what saves you there. So what saves you is that you have to go to a large grain size, and you notice that I pointed out that you can identify the points that need to be transmitted, and that's something like all the points on the edge. And so again, that's a very important technology called blocking in compilers, that you want to make your messages as big as possible. You will also notice, if you look at Laplace's example, it's also the hardest from the point of view of latency. Just because it's got the simplest computation, the natural messages are smaller than for the more complicated force laws. So you will find that actually, say, computational fluid dynamics, which is a much more complicated computation, actually has smaller natural coefficients, but also has much larger messages. And so the latency effects are much smaller. But because you have latency in there, some of the elegance of my argument goes away. The essential points are there, but you tend to be dominated by latency in interesting regimes. But it's essential. So you see two reasons to sort of analyze what needs to be communicated. A, we don't want to ever doubly communicate values. And secondly, we want to block to avoid the latency impact.